this time of year, vacationers often don't think of traveling to central Wisconsin for a tropical getaway. But before the winter is over, close to 1 million people will pack their swimming suits and head to the Wisconsin Dells. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marge Pitroff reports.
Summer memories for many Midwest families include at least one trip to the Wisconsin Dells. Built on sandstone cliffs overlooking the Wisconsin River, the main drag is a strip of mom-and-pop motels, souvenir shops, and amusement rides. But when temperatures plummet in fall, tourists used to all but disappear until the following June. Dells native Todd Nelson says that changed in the early 90s when one hotel here built an indoor water park.
Oh, they were doing outstanding. I mean, you drive by there no matter what day of the week, what time of the month, their parking lot was loaded.
By the mid-90s, other local entrepreneurs were taking the plunge. They began buying land and building elaborately themed outdoor and indoor water park resorts with every amenity a vacationing family could want, from theaters that show 3D movies to skincare spas. There are now 17 indoor water parks in the Dells, of only 50 worldwide. Nelson, who started his career running a go-kart track, owns the largest indoor water park, the Kalahari. The sound of 125,000 square feet of wave pools, waterfalls, and three-story tall water slides fills the park.
We use around 3.5 million gallons of water a month. To fill up all of our pools, it's around 800,000 gallons.
Nelson recently spent $10 million doubling the size of his indoor park. One of his favorite new features is a 20-foot-tall storm tower that spews 750 gallons of water every few minutes.
His eyes are starting to flash. He's creating the atmosphere with the sound. And now in a few minutes, you're going to see one heck of a lot of water come flying out of this thing. You won't get wet here. You're going to feel the wind that's created by this thing. You're not going to get wet. Marge, I wouldn't.
Yes, Ed and Jody Niblett and their two children from Minnesota have just arrived and quickly stripped down to their swimsuits to adjust to the park's 84-degree temperature. That's nearly 80 degrees warmer than it is outside today.
We like to swim. We have our own pool, but it's rock hard right now, so.
The Niblets represent the new clientele the indoor resorts are attracting in droves, both on weekends and whenever children are off school. Bonnie Serlecki is with the Wisconsin Dells Visitor and Convention Bureau.
Wisconsin Dells has traditionally had been more of a blue-collar family destination, a place that families who couldn't afford to take week-long vacations across the country or fly somewhere would come to Wisconsin Dells instead. And what the indoor water parks have done is they've really widened the market because they're a lot more high-end resorts, and I think they've attracted a whole new demographic of visitors who wouldn't have considered coming to Wisconsin Dells in the past.
With some room rates topping $400 a night, Serlecki says, the economic impact has been significant. Before the explosion in development, tourists spent $241 million in the Dells each year. That amount has tripled. The change has also created year-round jobs for many residents. While most positions pay between $6.50 and $13 an hour, Susan Praber says that's better than being unemployed half the year. Praber used to work seasonal jobs, but is now a full-time housekeeping manager at one of the resorts.
I think for myself, knowing that I have a job, and it's a pretty stable job, and I have my benefits, that's changed my life a lot because I've never had a job that's had that.
Praber says she enjoys the mobile home she and her husband recently bought and shopping at the Walmart and Home Depot stores that have opened in town. Local planners, meanwhile, are devising ways to alleviate traffic congestion, just as resort owners are continuing to expand inside to avoid long lines on their water slides. For NPR News, I'm Marge Pitroff in Milwaukee.